Yelp goes completely woke on us, and Colin Kaepernick thinks utopia is attainable. We'll talk about this and more on today's episode of the Mount Westmore podcast. All right, if you guys didn't know, Yelp is basically an app that tells you about restaurants and activities in your area. And now they have decided to completely bow to the woke mob. And they will now be adding a feature on the app that basically gives you a warning for racist content or history or whatever within the business. But let's be honest, I highly doubt that any business that gets this label is actually racist. At this point, no one even knows what actual racism is. Racism is just a term thrown around and it discounts actual racism, like what's happening to Muslims in China right now. And I'll get to that later. But the real problem with the idea of this is, who is Yelp to tell you that you shouldn't eat somewhere because of their supposed racism? That's not their decision. I live in an America where I can say what I want and do what I want. 2020 is looking more and more like 1984, the book by George Orwell, and social media is shutting down free speech and deeming things hate speech that they don't agree with. People are attacking each other's businesses in a mafia mentality if they don't put up signs that they like. People can no longer work at places that they don't agree with or be friends with people they don't agree with. It's time for us to stop labeling people things that they aren't or hating people because of their beliefs. We're all Americans made in the image of God, and it's time that we start acting like that again. Colin Kaepernick is a man that no one wants to hear from right now. The man was awful at football, disrespected our flag and our anthem, lost a Super Bowl, and is just all around a whiner. And now he wants to get utopia. Don't we all? We all want utopia. But his plan is we just get rid of the police and prison straight away, right now, and then magically we'll have utopia. Yep. Sounds good to me, Cap. But not really, because we still break the law. We need to be perfect to have a perfect society, and we won't be, ever. Okay, Cap? So, stop trying. We all know your agenda isn't to be a perfect society. You just want to get rid of the police because you think they are a systemically racist organization. And we all know they aren't. You need the police just as much as anyone else. When you go to all your events to complain about the police, you have protection from the police. That's how it works. If someone breaks into your car and then steals your car, what are you going to do? You're just going to be like, oh, well, I guess I need a new car now. Oh, great. No, you call the police and then they track down this person if they can. If they have enough evidence, they will track down this person, get you your car back, and give justice to that person. That's how it works. They aren't being racist when they shoot someone or if they arrest someone. They're not being racist. They are doing it either out of self-defense or because this person is not complying and they need to obey now. It isn't a racist thing when they pull someone over. You can't even see who's in the car when you pull someone over, Cap. Come on, man. Figure it out. It's staring you in the face. Find a hobby other than complaining, dude. Because we all know football can't be your hobby because you have zero skill when it comes to that, unless we're seeing who can throw the most picks. The vice presidential debate was a tough one to decide. It was very close. It was either the fly or it was Pence, because we all know it wasn't Kamala. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about this fly. The fact that we are talking about a fly shows that Biden supporters have nothing to critique about Pence. He obviously did better if the only thing they're talking about is a fly that landed on his head. Because the Biden campaign actually made t-shirts about this, which is hilarious. I love it. I would have done it too. It was amazing. It was a super random moment. And I think it was good that everyone could laugh about it. And to me, it's sort of a symbol of something that we all think deep down. And we all are a little tired of these old politicians. Pence and Harris aren't super old, but you know what I mean. People that have been in the system forever. Someone like over 50, let's say, and they've just been in the system for their whole lives. We want people like Madison Cawthorn in politics. Someone that's fresh on the scene. Someone, you know, 20s. Someone that preferably does not need wrinkle cream. And that is why Candace Owens is a really popular choice in 2024. That's why Democrats really like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're just exciting young new candidates that bring energy with them. So please, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, I love you, Mitch, but you know, it's time to retire because y'all are going to need a nursing home soon enough. So I talked about the racism in China, in one part of China towards Muslims, and let's get into it. So Disney recently released their live action version of Mulan. I, for one, was not planning on watching it because it didn't have the best character in that whole movie, Eddie Murphy, the dragon played by Eddie Murphy, because it has Eddie Murphy, so why would you not watch it? But they chose to get rid of it. That's another topic for another time. But here's another reason not to watch it. Disney chose to record this movie, or at least parts of the movie, in an area in China that basically has concentration camps for Muslim minorities there. And Disney knew about that, but they still decided to record the film there because it would be cheaper. I don't care who you are, this is not right. They're basically winking and nodding at borderline enslavement of Muslims just so they can record a movie in China. Hollywood's roots in China are too deep at this point. We need to just cut it off. Stop recording there. Stop giving a communist country our money. They're not going to do anything good with it. They're just going to kill more people. Find somewhere like Hong Kong or Taiwan, places that are supposedly owned by China, suppressed by China, but are still free nations. Give them some validity as a free nation. We need to make it clear. The United States does not and will never support the suppression of someone's voice because we disagree. We need to lift up free speech in our own nation and other nations. We need to fight for free speech on the front lines. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. Be sure to follow wherever you're listening and give us a good review. I will see you guys next Sunday. Fauci is now trying to cancel our Thanksgiving, and Ice Cube is getting a ton of heat for trying to help the African-American community. We'll talk about this and more on today's episode of the Mount Westmore Podcast.